Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my brother, it's going to be a lonely Christmas without brother Lennon. The 12th of November, 2002, a day to remember, and see the loss at this distinguished man. No. Leonard, Tim Hector, who had so much to offer, but was rejected by his own in his land. So goodbye, brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like all great Antiguans, ridiculed and castigated, shunned and emasculated. Your blood is an Antiguan's hand. In praises of glory, your name was exalted, but in life you were demonized. Now your time is exhausted and your knowledge rejected. In death you are immortal. Oh, my brother, it's going to be a lonely Christmas. But our brother, Lennon, Tim, Hector. The 12th of November, 2002, a day to remember. Antigua lost a distinguished man. Leonard, Tim Hector, who had so much to offer, but was rejected by his own in his land. So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like all great Antiguans. Ridiculed and castigated, shunned and emasculated, your blood is on Antiguan's hands. In praises of glory, your name was exalted, but in life you were demonized. Now your time is exhausted and your knowledge rejected, in that you are immortalized. So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like a leper in your land. Without recognition, we ignore your contribution and sing praises. Now you are gone.
The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with Hector. I have no record of evil in the life of Tim Hector. Maybe mischief, but no evil. Let the catalogue of his goodness be interred with his bones.
Colossal figure whose achievements were ignored, a journalist, an educator, historian, sports writer, and a freedom fighter, Tim Hector was a liberator. So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were branded a communist in this land. Your people, you educated, for this you were persecuted, and they made you a villain in your land.
As you lie there, motionless and still, in your fine, resplendent mahogany casket, I cannot help but feel a sense of mockery that the same society which vilified and ridiculed you, when your strident voice embarrassed them with your message and your clarion calls, is the same society that will embrace and elevate you.
So goodbye, Brother Tim, we all mourn your passing. You were treated like a bandit in your land. Without trial, you were convicted, several times incarcerated. You left your blood on Antiguan's hands.
Were you there? Were you there when they crucified Demeter? Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there? Were you there when they dragged him to the cross? Were you there? Were you there when they dumped him in prison for his views? Were you there? Were you there when they burnt his printing press? Were you there? Were you there when they murdered his dear wife, Era? Were you there? Were you there when the ballot process was contaminated to declare him a loser? Were you there? Were you there when they denied this prophet any honor in his own country? Were you there?
Of the hour.
Teams, and on WhatsApp 253-4679 253 4/6 of a 9, you can also give us your tea. There's a gentleman in Antigua who's doing commentaries with the West Indies women. He doesn't have a lot of time. He's never been on this and a guest. And before I introduce Dr. Andrew Ford, let's go and talk to Sylvester Bunsen Joseph. You remember him? Hello, Sylvester. How are you? Good evening to you, my friend.
Hello, hello. Good evening, Mr. Mason. How are you doing?
It's a pleasure to have you on Mason and Guest. I know you are a very busy man. You don't have a lot of time. First of all, what's happening as far as women are concerned there in your wonderful country, the land of the Browns? Now, it used to be the land of the birds and the fences. It's now the land of the Josephs and the land of the Browns. What's happening in terms of that match?
Well, at the moment, the West Indies women's team, they got bowled out for 153. And the second inning just started with South Africa is 11. Is 11 after 2 overs.
Yeah, okay. So what's wrong with the batting there? What happened there?
Well, basically, the South African bowlers, they were really disciplined, started out, you know, and the West Indies women's after a very slow start with Hayley Matthews and so forth. They really get off to a good start. After 14 overs, the score was about 16.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, so the pressure was definitely on. The rotation of strike wasn't there, and then batting, you know, she came in and got a quick 30 out, but she got out eventually, and the score and they slowed down again.
Mm-hmm. And what about the pitch, Sylvester? How was it playing?
It was a bit slow. They haven't been playing on it for a while. It's on a 19 training camp.
Right.
They haven't really been playing on it, and so it was a bit slow. And but the South Africans, they use the opportunity. I mean, they use the conditions. And remember that it's the West Indies team who won the toss and decided that they're going to bat first.
Were you surprised by that decision, Sylvester?
Well, when I look at the batting lineup, you know, with the absence of the captain, you know, I thought that the best option was to put someone on the board there. Because the bowling during the 2020 series wasn't doing really too badly. So I thought, you know, from what I saw during the 2020 series, that the bowling, there was a better chance with the bowling, you know, trying to get them to victory.
I see. All right. Well, I know you don't have a lot of time. Maybe Dr. Ford, you got a question for Sylvester before he gives you his World Cup squad? Dr. Ford, evening to you.
Yeah, good night, Andrew, and to the listeners and Philo. What do you think is the problem with the batting, though? You've watched the T20s and now the over. What's going on? Even though the captain is there, why aren't we batting at the rate that you'd expect? And it was a minor collapse because we were almost under over 100 odd for three last I checked. So I was surprised that we got bowled out.
Well, I think it's the application and the productivity, I should say, of the senior batters. We have a few of the ladies that are there for a number of years, and I think that they've been getting started, and, you know, at the international level, yeah, when you get 20 and 30, you have to go on and score big in order for your team to have a respectable total. And I don't, from what I'm seeing so far, and throughout, even though the 20, the T20s and against Pakistan, I don't think that the experienced batters are taking the responsibility and giving the team the total that it deserves.
What about singles and twos? Is there a dearth of singles?
That's a common problem. In the West Indies, whether male or female, we have problem with rotating the strike, and you know, and that is a big issue. We have some bowlers, and I thought if some of the girls were chipping, you know, going down to the chop to meet the ball and just stroke it away, it would be, you know, easier. But they kept to stuck in the crease and wait on the ball, and it was difficult for them.
Okay. I don't feel I have a question.
Philo, anything for your good friend Bunsen Joseph?
Sylvester Bunsen Joseph. We are all former players. Good night, Dr. Ford. Andrew, good night. Again, thanks for having me on your program. You have many listeners. I know that your chat groups are very hot.
Very, very hot indeed, yes.
Very hot indeed, you know. And I just want to say also good night to Bernard Harris and Jack Thorne and Caroline Short, who's going to Manchester for a medical procedure.
Oh, yes.
Those people at the best, Dos Santos,
yes, a lot of work, Philo.
And few hands.
Be careful, Philo.
I would like Barbados to think seriously about taking the vaccine, Andrew.
Yes.
And try to protect our borders. It's not easy. Death is not a nice thing.
So, Philo, just before you go, so you're calling on Barbadians to take the vaccine.
Yes, I am. And if the government wants me to do it, I'll go and do it.
Wonderful.
I'll be a COVID bastard, Andrew, because at the end of the day, Barbados is 160 square miles.
Right.
And with 35.3% of the population being vaccinated, back to the face of the government, who's trying their best to sensitize the people on vaccination. I think they need to stop listening to people and listen to their hearts and get it right. Don't wait until the horse leaves the pen to take the pen and get it. Because a galloping horse, you can't catch. Please, Barbadians, let common sense prevail. And let's move our borders from this thing. Do what is right. Vaccinate and sanitize. Social distance and wear your mask. And let's all live in a bit more comfortable, even though there's COVID around. That's the message of... Sorry, Andrew. That's what I have to say. I don't like to hear.
No problem at all, Philo. If I were doing the sports news tomorrow, I'd certainly pull that piece out and say former West Indies harder than opening batsman Philo Wallace is calling on Barbados to be vaccinated. I think that'd be a good story in the nation that doesn't care a great deal from the best Mason and Guest show.
I really want to ask you a question. We saw West Indies women's team against Pakistan looking good. And now we're seeing a West Indies women's team against the South African side, a better side than Pakistan. But we're struggling. We're seeing the crap. There's no Stefani Taylor. And we're seeing some craps developing. What do you think is missing? I think the management team is doing their best that they can with these young women. They keep them in that professional setup. I saw DeAndre talking. I saw Stefani Taylor. I saw Haley Matthews here playing the 100. And they all look good. But now they've gone back home. And where are we going wrong with these women? Yeah. They come away, they look good. They come back home. And they all fall apart. Bad habits. What is the problem?
I think so. But to be honest, I have seen some good signs. I can see some improvement. But as I said, I just don't think that they have that killer instinct. They're basically, in terms of the batting, the bowling normally hold its own, but the batting in general. We have a few ladies who have been there for quite a while. They have the twin sisters. They always looking good, and then they tend to play across the ball and get out. But you have one of my main concerns is Nisha. She has been there since 08, and she hasn't really have a half century.
So
some of these girls have been around for quite a while, looking good. But I guess a time has to come that you have to maybe move on because of the fact that you need performances, and after you've been invested in for so long, it's time for you to put up your hand and get some good performance in.
Mm. Wonderful.
You can't continue to depend on batting and Matthews and the captain, every inning.
That's very true. Well, just before you go, because I know you're busy, can you give us your World Cup squad?
Well, Andrew, to be honest with you, right, I'm the chairman and selector for the Leeward Island team, and I've been trying to put my hands across this World Cup team.
Right.
For what I see so far, and how we're heading in terms of the captain and, I guess, the management team. They have their nucleus of players that they want to go with. So the thing is now that some of the players are putting up their hands in the CPL. The one guy, Rutherford, I was wondering, why he is not included in the white ball version of our West Indies cricket for whatever reason, because I think he is one of the more destructive players that we have in the region. Then we have Chase. I mean, Chase looking good. I think that we need someone with that caliber, some like they refer him that type Marl and some type of hitting. Chase is really put up his hands in that capacity. When you have Hetmyer and Poulan, these guys are not, you kind of hold your heart when you see these guys go out there because you don't know what they're going to bring to the table today.
Mm.
you know, it's kind of difficult for me to wrap myself around a 15 because I believe, honestly, that the selectors and the captain, they are very comfortable with the more the older guy.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be difficult for me to it's difficult for me to even come up to with a 15.
Okay. But let me ask two questions before you go. Would you have Narayan in your 15? Sunil Narayan.
Well, I mean, if he's available, he's one of the best T20 bowlers over a number of years.
Mm.
But if he's available, I mean, mentally, I don't know if he wants to play international cricket anymore.
Mm.
Because every time he's been selected, there is some issue, you know, whether his action are with him personally. So I think the ball is in Narayan's court.
Mm. I see.
You know, he continues to perform when he gets the chance, you know, so he's one of the better bowlers that we have.
Mm. Would you take Fidel Edwards?
No, to be honest, I wouldn't take Fidel Edwards.
Mm.
I mean, he just come back and you can see that, you know, he has some experience for him playing England. But when you look at Rampal, both of them are for Rampal, you know, what he does is take wickets at the start.
Right, that's important, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, he's very good. So, and then you have the spinners who you have the carry players and the next left arm spinner there. You have Hayden Walls Jr.
Mm.
These guys, I think they're gonna work with them.
Mm. Would you take Gail?
Well, that's a big question. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, the way old Cramps is playing, you know, the universe pass is playing now. He looks a little out of touch. You know, and you have other guys who are playing in a T20 competition and doing well. You know, and you need people informed, people that, you know, T20 is not something that you go in and hope that people do well. You need someone that who is showing a level of form.
So that's Joseph, I'm going to ask the question again. Would you have Gail in your side?
Oh, my goodness. You're putting me on the spot. It's, for now, I wouldn't have him in my team.
Mm. You're hesitating, Sylvester. Why are you hesitating?
I mean, when you have players of that magnitude, he's the best T20 player ever in the West Indies.
Mm.
And I believe when you reach to a level of that, you know, that level, we should give you the opportunity for you to decide.
Mm.
You know, if he's not up to that standard, I believe he can't perform in the way that he normally would perform and, you know, be a success to the team. And then you step aside and allow, you know, someone who is capable. I think that is the way that we need to go. You have to be honest with yourself. Is that, you know, don't go and just live after the past.
Right.
You know, sometimes when the time is coming to an end, you have to understand and realize it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I'm very happy that you came on the show. Doc, any parting questions for Sylvester, Joseph, or you think we should let them say hello and goodbye?
Well, I it's good hearing Sylvester, and I hope that you'll have him on some more.
Yes, the problem is he's a very difficult man to find, you see.
You chat me down.
I always do, but of course, you know, when a man is bouncing, he's always, you know, he's always leaving you, you see. Yeah, and it's very refreshing as well to have you on the show.
Are there any players on the bench that you think should come in the next match to bolster the batting or any other part of the women's team?
In the women's team, in terms of the back, you know, it's difficult, you know, because we started a team and most of the ladies, they are similar.
Mm.
You know, they are similar, they are they're inexperienced, they haven't had the opportunity of playing at a high level. I think the Pakistani team was a good one in terms of the A team as well, so you get a little opportunity, but I don't think I have enough opportunity on this South African team. The quality is very high.
Does the team look fit, though? Physically?
Yeah, more so than that. I mean, the only problem that I see with the team is that the fact that the senior players, especially the batters, they're not, you know, coming to the fore.
Right. All right, Sylvester, thanks very much. And we're going to have you on the show again very soon. You made some very interesting comments there. You said you wouldn't take Fidel Edwards. You also made a comment you wouldn't take Christopher Gale. And I believe that that should make primetime news tomorrow, I would imagine, there in your country. Sylvester Monson-Joseph, live in Antigua. Thank you very much indeed, my friend. All right, we're going to pause for a business cause. When we come back, we're going to open the lines very early. We've got some reaction already. Dave Bedard Jr. sent his team, Lance Fittica. We're trying to find, of course, our good friend there at The Nation, Mr. Mike King. He called me. Well, it was a nickname. He always does that, Michael. We're going to try to reach you. So what we'll do, we'll take a commercial break. We'll open the lines. And when I come back, I'm going to have that team, of course, from David Bedard Jr. Missing a guest.
Yeah. Of the hour.
A contribution. All right, so Mike King, a call for you. The team provided by Dave Bedard Jr., the former West Indies all-rounder. Good evening, Andrew. My T20 World Cup squad. Aaron Pollard, Nicholas Poran, Shamron Hetmar, Evan Lewis, Lendl Simmons, Chris Gale, Dwayne Bravo, Fabian Allen, Andre Fletcher, Andre Russell, Obed McCoy, Sheldon Cottrell, Hayden Walsh, Akil Hossain, Fidel Edwards. His reserves, O'Shane Thomas, Romero Shepherd, and Sherfin Rutherford. Very interesting 15-man squad coming from Dave Bedard Jr. there. And he has Thomas, Shepherd, and Rutherford as his reserves. Your reaction, fellow Wallace, to the team provided by Dave Bedard Jr.?
Obviously, Dave Bedard Jr. is one for the experienced players that were tried in the T20 series at home. When you look at Chris Gale again, a lot of question marks are going to be raised, and questions will be raised about Chris Gale's inclusion in this World Cup. But he has not really done a lot of the CPL. He's played a number of T20 games. They have not really catched the T20 world alight in the last couple of years, particularly in the last home series that we had. So it's going to be a big question for him. I know the selectors have given enough of 15 T20 games, and all these guys have played. Fidel Edwards, that game looked short. If Palota, that was not involved in the back half of that T20 series at home, and still looked the shadow of himself. When you look at it, Russell will be there. I think it's a good choice. Shadow Cottrell, left-handedness, I think he hasn't really kicked on as one of our premier T20 bowlers. I don't have Cottrell in my 50-man squad, but if he makes the squad, I'll be happy. I don't select West Indies cricket teams. Roger Harper, Phil Simmons, and Miles Baskin, they will be tasked with that, with obviously the input from Kieran Pollard. But when you look at it, the Bernard is gone for the guys who have played in the home series, and he's included. I'm happy to see that Akil Hossain, who continues to improve his squad, as well as Hayden Walsh Jr., who I think has not really played a massive role in the CPL, like what we saw when he played against the West Indies in the T20 series at home. Mm-hmm. So it's a good squad. He's going for the experience. But when you go to UAE, we're going to the desert, and it's going to be very hot. And again, it's going to call on a lot of skills. Mm-hmm. And guys like Rutherford been there. Gail, I believe, has played there in the PSL. Mm-hmm. But again, we're not seeing the electrics that we expected from a Chris Gale. I think at the stage at which Chris Gale is at in his career, I really think that he should be the one that should really come out blazing and show us that he's really looking for that final hurrah. So I am a little concerned with the form of Chris Gale. I don't have him in my side.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not happy with what I'm seeing. You see, the World Cup, Andrew, is in October. And there's the October 2022, but I'm thinking about October 2021.
Right. I like that.
Beach fight fast.
Yeah, they do.
If you don't have form in September, I can't see him catching form in November when that cricket starts.
Right. Especially when he's in the November of his career. All right, let's take a call. Hello, welcome. Mason and guests.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
How's everyone?
Oh, are you very good? Very good.
No. How should I start? We made a mistake in the past, and it seems as though we don't learn from our mistakes.
Right.
I remember when Rich Richardson took up the captaincy of the West Indies team.
Mm-hmm.
What happened when he said he didn't want certain players?
Right.
Do any World Cup is the top. The top. And to carry a completely green team to a World Cup, that don't make sense to me.
Right.
Another mistake that we made. Maybe one of those three trophies.
Mm-hmm.
We should have kept those guys together. We want results, but we are not prepared to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We should have kept those guys together,
right.
And the respective government should have been paying them. You're staying a few months in Barbados,
mm-hmm.
You spend a few months in the other territories, getting accustomed to their conditions. If there's
But do you have a squad? Because tonight, what we want to do, we've opened the lines early, and we want to keep it flowing. So what I suggest you do, put your 15-man squad along with the reserves when we call you, and we'll be able to discuss it with you. Do you have a squad?
Yes, the squad that was mentioned earlier.
Okay, that's why we're going.
I agree with you.
Okay, sure. Okay, no. Okay, thank you very much for your contribution. Yes. Hello, welcome. Is this Mike King?
Hello, welcome, Andrew.
Yes. Well, it's always good to hear you, Michael. How are you this evening?
Well, I haven't been well recently. I've had some issues, one or two little health issues.
Yes.
I'm battling.
Yes.
Yes.
You're a strong man. You're a strong man. You're from the heart of Eagle Hall. And,
I live in Black Rock, but I'm from Grisette. Grisette is my hometown, the same hometown as Gregory Titmus Armstrong and your good friend Ralph Thorne.
No. Give him his title, Ralph Thorne QC. Michael, tonight on the show, your good friend Dr. Andrew Ford, who's your best friend, are you going to say hello to Dr. Ford?
Oh, yes, always good to hear my good friend Dr. Ford. I haven't heard from him for a while. Always good to hear.
Well, you know, I've got a story for you. I understand he's coming back to be president of the Bodybuilding Association next year.
That sounds major, but I wouldn't want him to discuss that now because, I mean, somebody from another house could be listening. So,
I like that.
Not my good friend Dr. Ford. I'm very quiet. His best buddy, Michael Andrew Stephen King.
Yes, a good man, a good man. Now, we've been trying to pick a team here for the World Cup, Michael. You just heard the team, of course, coming from Dave Bernard Jr. Do you have a World Cup squad, Michael King, the top journalist in the Caribbean?
Well,
I didn't say Barbados. I promoted
you. Said, you said the region.
The region.
I can probably give you a 15. I don't think it's a difficult team to pick, really. I'm just there jotting down. Let's go with my team, all right, which seems thing. My team would probably be Pollard.
Yes.
Lendl Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Lewis. Nicholas Puran, Shimron Heckmeyer, Jason Holder, Andrew Russell, the Lafram, Obed McCoy, David Allen, who was a top man, Hayden Walsh Jr., Bravo, Cottrell, Chase, I mean, you know very well in the CPL, I can't ignore Ross and Chase. Maybe Sunil Narain. Andrew Fletcher.
But I didn't hear Gail's name there, Michael. Have you left out the big gun? He's a big gun, you know.
Well, he's a gun that is not firing, already. I think that Pollard may. Colin may have a sentiment with Gail.
Right.
Gail has been He's made a massive contribution, but I think Gail now is 42. He's clearly past his best. I think I won't be surprised if he's chosen, but you ask me my team, I will go with Gail now. I think Gail is a spent horse, plain and simple.
Well, Michael, it's always good to hear from you. Are you still at the office? Getting your stats together for Friday? Because we missed your stats, you know, Michael.
Well, yes, I am back. In fact, I've already prepared it. Of course, I don't want to say take things out of the device. But I think it's on cricket too. I'm looking at
right.
Well, some connections from the last test match that they trolley match. Some connection with that. I probably looking a bit at performances at the Oval, but I don't want to forget the say too much at this stage.
Oh, right.
But I've already prepared it. I thought I could finish last.
Yeah, because
I didn't go through the thing, but of course.
Because when you were aware, Michael, I actually went and bought the other paper.
Well, is there another paper? Only one paper comes out of the
monster. I was advocating to the nation.
Well, yes, I think only one
walk
there. How's my good friend Phil Wallace?
Well, Phil Wallace is very good. But I want to say one thing to you, though. I saw the wrong table, and I saw Hayden Gill not having in his squad Feeman Allen. I almost jumped at the chair.
Come on,
Hayden Gill. Where's Mr. Gill in the office?
Oh, yes, in fact, he's one of the top editors of the Morris Babies preparing that paper. I can't defend Gil's omission.
Massive omission. You gotta pick Stephen Allen. He had him in the reserve, so he was thinking about him. Come on, Hayden.
He was thinking about him, but he has to play. I think Stephen Allen. I don't think we should even discuss Stephen Allen. Stephen Allen is a servant starter. Very, very good hitter. Tidy with his bowling and a world class.
What I want him to do though is to go and tell Mr. Gill he made a boo boo in Days in Paradise.
Well, he's my colleague. I spoke to him earlier.
He's also your editor.
Yeah, well, I know you called me at home at 6:30 this morning to remind me that he and Gill had made.
Oh man!
I think Gill. Gill has basically got a good team. In fact, I'm looking at Gill's group now, and he has Chase and Faven Allen as reserves.
Chase?
He's got Chase, Allen, and Ocean.
But there's nobody in this CPL that has performed the way Ross and Chase has performed. That's another massive mistake.
Yes, well, I'm
Gill's team. Gill's team should have been edited.
Don't forget the round table is about opinions and views.
Reading the round table when I saw Gil's team.
Just kidding. Oh my gosh.
I think Gilly really got it wrong. He got it wrong. Anyhow, he's a good man.
But he got it wrong just like how the English got it wrong at the Open. I think we would want to say that India are playing good cricket. New Zealand are the world champions.
Yes.
But I think there's an argument that India are probably the best team in the world.
Yes.
They've won the last two series in Australia.
Yes.
They can't lose this one, but they're leading to one as we go into the final test at Old Trafford. And they're playing some very good cricket. King Kohli hasn't done that well.
Right.
With the bat. But it's a good side, good bowling attack. I still think that Cody Bird is not playing Ashwin at the Oval, but Shardul Thakur did come in, had a tremendous match to bat and ball, and the players are very, very good cricket. But the English side, apart from Rook, is not a very good batting side, really. The batting is very, very suspect.
I watched that test match.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between the two sides is that you have a team called India that understands what winning is all about. And when you have 25 men knowing what winning is all about, it's very hard to beat them. And another good point, too, is that the head coach, Ravi Chastri, is tested positive for COVID. And he still went out there and won that test match. Everybody was saying the pitch is flat. The pitch is only flat if you don't put in any effort. every time Kohli throw the ball to a fast bowler, he got a wicket, and they bowl fast on a 50 track. The English batsmen relax on their laurels, and when they found themselves wanting, it was too late. Fantastic test match victory after being bowled up for 193. They come from behind.
One thing I want to ask you, fellow, would if you were in the England management team, would you make any changes?
I would make changes. I think the ECB has erred given Chris Silver with the total power to pick a team. I don't think a coach that has too much power, Mike King. And I think the error in that decision. Butler is back. Also, Jack Leaf is back. So there will be some changes at Old Trafford. Then you have Jimmy Addison, who is 39 years old. Don't know how much longer he's going to go. But obviously, if he plays on Friday, he's going to be playing in 5 straight test matches. And he will want to play at Old Trafford, his home ground. Butler is now back from paternity leave. So we'll see what he brings to the team.
Fellow, this area that England that you need to look at. Is England's batting? I've heard him call a lot of names. Butler's a 30-40 man. You mentioned Jack Leach, who probably should have played the overs. But somebody's got to make runs outside of Joe Root. And I'm if Johnny Bairstow is your second best bat, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, but I'm not saying Mike King that anybody is particular. I'm saying that England have found a side called India. Everybody plays for India wants to win. Joe Root has a determination. He has 300s. You've got Young Hamid, who I think is a good player, but then again gets up very, very soft. Roby Burns continues to be a headache with that bad technique, I call it. Then you have this boy, Ollie Pope, who I believe is something special, but again, finds place.
Yeah, I think Pope.
And then England was in the ascendancy of that test match at the Old, but they never kicked on.
Right.
They should have led India by 275 runs.
And that would have been the difference.
It put
India back in the test match, yeah.
Rohit Sharma bats it if he's having a net, you know. He bats it if he's having a net. It is unbelievable how easy he bats.
Yeah, Sharma's
going at 85 miles an hour, and Sharma's batting comfortably because he's focused and he knows what he's about.
Right.
And that's the thing, Mike King.
All right. Okay.
I think the opening stand has made a lot of difference, but I still have some question marks over Sharma because I'm not keeping a lot of note of it about a man who has now made his first test and you'll play with India. So by the opening part, I've made a lot of difference in the
right.
start to get in from Rahul and from Sharma.
All right. Well, Michael, I want to thank you for coming through and talking to us. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We look forward to your big article. It sells a lot of papers, I'm sure, which will come on Friday. Always good to hear from the Caribbean number one journalist, Mike King. You've got to live up to that name, Mr. King. All right. Have a good evening to you, sir.
I'm going to hear from you to my good friend, Phil Alphonse Wallet.
All right. We're going to be joined by Fazlir Mohammed, who's having a cuppa, and we're going to get some reaction. We also have a commercial break coming up. We're going to also go to St. Lucia and talk to the veteran respirator. Mason and Guest, brought to an association with our very good friends at ASAC White Rum, the best shot of the day. Before we talk about your World Cup squad, what
what's going on with England? I mean, I'm sure you want to comment on what's happening there with India winning.
India are an outstanding team. England are an ordinary team. But because we are fixated on England as former colonial, we seem to live and die by everything that Joe Root or Ollie Pope or Ben Stokes and so on. England have lost more test matches than the West Indies have lost over the last 6 years. It's just that they play a lot more cricket. And again, because of the fact that they were the ones who brought the game to the world, they focus on them. And again, because we are colonials in mindset, we are preoccupied with them. But in England, again, you just leave them to their own devices and they will find a way to lose. They spend a lot of time analyzing to the point of analysis paralysis. And usually you would have a situation where cricketers who have tremendous talent, because there are issues that would be raised about their technique, they're either drummed out of the game or they lose confidence. But that has nothing to do with the way India plays. Much as we saw earlier this year with that series against Australia when they were decimated by injuries and the absence of some key players, including their captain Virat Kohli. And to echo what Philip Wallace has just said, India are a world-class team. It has taken them 70 years to be where they should be. You're talking about a nation of 1 billion plus people. We in the Caribbean are 6 million and change. New Zealand, the World Test champions, are 3 million and change. India live for cricket. They have other sports, yes, but it's only within the last 20, 25 years where they've changed their structure, where they've changed their attitude. They are no longer the shrinking violets of the international team. They are big and bad and sometimes obnoxious about it, even especially when it comes to administration. The game is not run by the ICC. It's run by the BCCI. That's why the CPL has to cut short by a few days. That's why everybody tries to bow down and kowtow to whatever India wants so they can get a piece of the action. But that says that takes nothing away from the outstanding players that they are producing, who are young, who are hungry, who are outstanding, who want to continuously be part of a world-class team, who are almost jumping over each other to get into that team. And that is what you want. That is what we enjoyed in the West Indies for such a long time before things went so wrong. So while, you know, some people may be talking about the emergence of India as this powerhouse in world cricket, this should have happened 40, 50 years ago.
All right. Well said, Fazir. George Ferris, living in Atlanta, has sent his team. By the way, you can send me your team, 2534679. Of course, if you're outside of Barbados, 1246 in front, 2534679. And the team, George Ferris, is 15-man squad. He's got Pollard, Poran, Allen, Simmons, Lewis. He's got a very interesting selection there. Narine in his side, DJ Bravo, Chase, Rampal, Gail Hetmer, Holder, Fletcher, Russell, and Walsh. His 15-man squad, his reserves are Brooks, Rutherford, and O'Shane Thomas. A reaction there, Fazir Mohammed, to George Ferris's team.
Interesting team, because I think what we have are a lot of options available to us. And when we get to 15, you realize how crazy selections can be when it comes to picking a 15, because there's so much talent. He is, for me, in many respects, is that for all this talk about the established nucleus, what about these hungry young players who are really relishing an opportunity to make a mark, who know that they are not far away from breaking into the team, for playing in a World T20, to put themselves in the showcase? And I think this is why you see some names cropping up. Who would have thought of a Roston Chase, for example, figuring in the consideration for a World T20 tournament? So I think what this tournament, even if you have to put the caveat about the pitches and how the pitches have played in St. Kitts at Warner Park, I think it is really healthy when it comes to the T20 game that there are so many players who are going to be left out from whichever 15 is selected on Thursday, that there will be a lot of discussion about it.
All right, Fazir, of course, we're going to get your team as well. Let's go to Salute and talk to the veteran, Joseph Reds Pereira. Hello, Mr. Pereira, how are you?
I'm having a quiet night after doing a few reports on the CPL. Not a great game today. I mean, one team over the other. But I was hoping to benefit from the why selection of Azir? I mean, you brought him. I thought he would have had his 15. I could have learned from that.
No, he's going to give his 15 man squad. I just wanted to get him because we were talking about England at the time, so we got a comment from him. And then George Ferris sent his side. We've even got Brandon Cortlett from Guyana. He sent his 15 as well. So certainly for Zaire Mohammed, he's never a man to sit in the fence like Roland Butcher. So he's going to be having his 50-man squad. Do you have your 50-man squad as well, Reds?
Well, I have a squad, and I am not trying to second-guess to be selected.
Right.
Basically, I am picking a side. You see, the World Cup is going to come around very, very soon, before we know it, because of the COVID in 2020.
Mm.
So I'm picking a side that we could benefit from going forward. I am not picking an age side, an old side. And let me pre-warn you, and it's also important, Andrew, that you give your 15.
Reds, I gave my 15 last week, but thank God. I have to make one or two adjustments to my 50-man squad, and I spent some time at the office this afternoon when young Fernandez was winning, beating Mrs. Monfils. I prefer to call it that. It was a wonderful game from the 18-year-old. I'm sure you saw it. But I'm going to give my 50-man squad along with my reserves as well. Reds, you heard that,
right,
didn't you?
You have had the benefit of a second choice. All right.
Yeah. And you too, Reds.
I don't have Gale on my side.
You don't?
I don't have Gale.
Why, Mr. Pereira?
At a certain age, you start to lose reflectors, you start to lose timing, you start to lose a lot.
Okay.
The time has passed for Gale. I mean, other than what, 42 in this EPL, and one innings against Australia of 60-odd.
Right.
What are we talking about? You know, what you picking them off the past?
Mm.
I mean, the selectors may well pick them. You know, I would be surprised. I don't have Ravi and Paul on my side either, right? So basically, I'm looking forward.
Right.
I'm looking forward. I mean, I have to stay with Pollard. He is the captain, but no doubt would not be wrong for the next World Cup. There was a question of the openers, Lewis Pastore. Simmons has hardly had any good knocks in the CPL, and tend to throw away his wicket by hitting across the line towards mid-wicket a lot. But I don't believe you had another choice. Lewis Simmons, some people thinking you can open with Hetmyer, but not in a World Cup, all of a sudden throwing somebody in who has never opened before. In a major competition. So, Pollard, Lewis, Simmons, Hetmyer, Pooran, Fletcher, stroke, Hope, either or. Hope has not been in the best batting form, but is up to selectors. Fletcher has done maybe a little better with the bat, hasn't kept too badly. Russell, Holder, Allen, Chase, McCoy, Bravo, Brown, Joseph, Hussein, Drakes, stroke, Shepherd.
Is it Drakes?
Yes.
Interesting.
I think he's one for the future. He's one for the future. And he's one for the future.
Mm.
You know, you look at the investment of taking a Cottrell or the investment of taking a Drakes. Excellent cricketer. Good in the field. Useful bat. Has been bowling a brilliant line. Bowling, as Ian Bishop describes it, as a hard length. So that's basically my
spider. Rest, just go through it. I want to go through it slowly again. I want to really analyze it. So give me your 50-man squad again, Rest.
Yes, you got your secretary with you as usual.
Yes, Pollard, I do. Yes.
Pollard, Lewis, Simmons, Hetmyer, Pooran, Fletcher, stroke, Hope, Russell, Holder, Allen, Chase, McCoy, Bravo, Ram, Joseph, Hussein, Drakes, stroke, Shepherd.
Stroke,
I think a fairly young team. I think
then that may be, you know, up to now, the focus is on picking maybe the strongest team, but I think the right balance is to pick the best team now and look at what's going to happen in 2 years' time.
All right. Rest, I want to thank you for coming through and talking to us. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay.
All right, Fazir, your reaction to the veterans team. By the way, the line's open, 4241790, 4241790. Give us a call and give us your team. Yes, yes, Fazir.
Yeah, it's an interesting selection, and he's given his rationale about going with youth rather than experience. I don't have Chris Gayle in my 15 as well, so let me just give you that 15 for what it's worth. And I have to acknowledge immediately that I completely forgot about Fabian Allen. I don't know how I could do that, but I in my 15, which is a sign of madness. So, but we leave it at that. But my 15 is Pollard, Puran, Evan Lewis, Kenna Lewis, Simmons, Hetmeyer, Dwayne Bravo, Russell, Holder, Shepard, Walsh, Hussein, Chase, Cottrell, and Rampo. So let me just repeat that for you again quickly. Puran, the two Lewises, Evan and Kenna, Simmons, Hetmeyer, Bravo, that's Dwayne Bravo, Russell, Holder, Shepard, Walsh, Hussein, Chase, Cottrell, and Rampo. And as I said, I will immediately acknowledge, because I submitted this to you earlier this afternoon, and I will acknowledge the immediate error in not selecting Fabian Allen. So I need to point that out.
Yeah, okay. So you were like Hayden Gayle. Why no Gayle, though, in your side, Fazir? 441798 and give us a call.
What's the point? Why do you pick Gayle?
Well, I don't have him in my side either.
Exactly. So the thing is that while I fully appreciate what he's done, because everybody has his time, just to reiterate what Red said, the important thing in when you are engaged in these discussions, people take things personally, or their fans or their supporters take things personally, that you don't like this one or you don't like that one or whatever. I'm just thinking in terms of young talents that are hungry, that are performing, that are ready to deliver. And I don't think playing in a world tournament or even representing the West Indies in any competition or representing your country or representing Barbados or Trinidad Tobago in any competition should be a favor because of long service. It has to be that the individual, he or she, is expected, not hoped, is expected to make a significant contribution on a consistent basis. And he hasn't done that. So, my team.
Okay, let's take a call before we get a reaction from Philo. Hello, welcome, Mr. and guest.
Hello, good night.
Good night to you.
Good night to you and your fans, your colleagues.
Yes, talk to us.
Right, my team is Pollard, Oran, Hetmeyer, Chase, Allen,
yes,
Simon, McCoy.
Right.
Bravo, that's Dwayne, Noreen, Rafi, Russell, Carter, Lewis, and Hussein.
And Hussein.
That was fine.
So
there's no Gayle. There's no Gayle and Fidel. Gayle and Fidel.
So why are you picking Carlos Rafi?
He ain't looking too bad. He's coming back to 1-0. He ain't looking too bad these days. You know? So he got here straight.
I see.
Yeah.
Was it difficult for you to come up with your 15-man squad?
No, not really. Easy squad.
There's a guy from the Apple Warriors, Odin Smith, who was really impressed me with his pace. Did you give any consideration to him?
Oh, what is his name again?
Fazir Ahmed. I'm talking about Odin Smith. Have you seen him? Odin Smith, looking pretty sharp. Big, strong man. Narrow chested. Did you see him?
Yes, I see Odin Smith, but, I don't have him in my squad.
You don't have him on your side. And you reckon that Ross and Chase did enough based on what you saw in the CPL to have him in?
Yeah. Ross and Chase really, he really batting. He really showed me that he's a T20 player now.
Yes, I'm a little
really bit.
I'm a little concerned for Zaire and Philo about the form of Lendl Simmons. Because you get in 20s and 30s, we don't get a major scores from him. Philo, are you concerned about Lendl Simmons?
Very concerned about Simmons, Andrew, because everyone that's calling with this sport have Lendl Simmons in. And he, to me, he looks uncomfortable in TKR. His body language is not right. And sometimes you just need to sit down and ask players what is really happening. And Colin Bodo, who's been the manager for eons, I believe they'll be having their discussions about him, because he is one of the openers that will be selected, I believe, to go down to the World Cup in Dubai. And we'll be expecting good things for him. I think that his participation within the TKR side is very quiet. Very quiet. Normally, you would see Lendl Simmons being happy and jovial and running around the boundaries, not dropping catches or bipping the ball in. But I'm quite concerned of why he's struggling in tickets. As I said last week, they have that ground look really big, you know, because of all the bad mistakes they're making. So I will hope that Lendl Simmons can really kickstart his campaign and give him some impetus for when he gets down to Dubai once elected by Roger Harper and Co.
Just before we get a reaction from, we got another call, and of course, Dr. Ford, who is busily watching I almost said the Tridents, the Royals, try to win a game. We're going to take a call, and then we go to Dr. Ford for an update. Hello, welcome, listen and guests.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mason.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm following your show as I normally do.
Yes.
And I like your line of questioning, but I want to ask you if you would give listeners a chance to understand why you questioned the caller just now as to why he would include Carlos Crawford. Would you be able to give us an answer on that one?
Well, to be honest, let me make the point that he's been strangely treated, because one would have thought that Carlos Baffert haven't done so very well. In fact, he was a World Cup winner. You know, he's not playing for the West Indies. And you know, we just like the Dorridge situation, it's almost like a hush-hush situation. And there's no doubt about Carlos Baffert's ability. And certainly he's been just thereabouts. As far as the cricket is concerned. So when you look at all the teams that I've seen so far, that is the only team that I would have received that had Carlos Prather in it. So I just wanted to get the thinking of the man. I wasn't saying that he shouldn't be in the side. Do you have Carlos Prather in your side?
Sure, I do.
Based on what?
He's capable. He's a young, strong man. He's fit and he's ready.
Say that again. He's a young, strong man.
He's capable.
He's capable.
He has performed.
He's performed.
He has worked for his place.
Yes. And based on that, you've got Dick Carlos Baffert in your side.
Yes, please.
Do you have Christopher Gayle in your side?
Yes, please.
Based on what?
His past performance. I want to focus more on Carlos Baffert.
Okay, fair enough.
Carlos Baffert brought a victory to us.
Yes, yes, yes,
I don't think to be discarded.
No, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't think that our memory is that short.
Well, you know, they say you've got short memories. Yes.
Yeah, but not the cricket, not the cricket.
Right. No, do you have a 50-man squad, madam?
I do not. I'm just following your show.
Okay, you are. Right. What part of Barbados are you calling from? Are you calling from the Republic, St. Philip?
I am in Christchurch.
Oh, you missed out. You missed out, didn't you? You missed out. You're born in St. Philip. That's it. That's good enough. You're close enough to St. Philip. I want to thank you for your contribution. I also want to thank you for bearing with me every Tuesday evening from 6:15 until 8 o'clock. Continue to listen to Mason and Yes.
I do listen, yes, please.
All right. We got calls coming in, 441-790. Let's go and take another call. Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, the ladies. The call is the coach that's here on the show.
We got the beaches on the show.
Okay. Hello. Yes. Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'll give you a 50-man squad.
Sure. I'm going to get my pen. Hope it's writing.
Pollard.
Powell,
the keeper.
Yes.
Hitmer.
Mm-hmm.
Lendl Simmons. Ever Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo. Holder Russell. Jose. Allen. McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Chase.
Sheldon,
Cottrell,
right?
Yeah. Hayden Watts.
Mm.
Smith. I'm taking Smith from Guyana. That place of Guyana.
Why are you taking him?
Smith?
Yes.
Because he has the pace.
Yes.
And I think that it's a little more experience, more games.
Yes.
But he will do good. He's a good fight for the West Indies.
Yes, yes. You know your cricket. You know your cricket.
Right.
Yes. So, Well, I want to thank you very much indeed for coming through and talking to us. We're going to continue to take the calls. Can we? Ronnie Clark, the man who supports Man United, is in the chair. He pointed his finger at me. Hello, welcome. Okay, 44179. Maybe because I told a lie to call, he just decided to just leave us. Fazir and Philo, we're going to go, of course, to Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford, is your side doing well, the Royals? What's the latest there?
30 without loss in 3.2 overs. Kyle Mayers on 24 and Charles on 5.
So Kyle Mayers is back in the side.
Kyle Mayers is opening. Side's a lot different. There's no hope and a lot of changes. The top five, Dustin, Patel, and Can, and then Holder, Raymond Reefer, Inner, Naeem Young, Ahmed Amir, one more. So they're just hitting better than usual. Usually it's 3 wickets to be gone by now.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The mighty has fallen. The Barbados team, I always say to them, they said it. And you know when Jason Holder speaks, because sometimes there's no correct connection between what he says, what happens in the field. I've criticized Holder for years, and people say that I shouldn't. But when I see it on the field, particularly in the last game, I thought it was very, very ordinary captaincy. But that's another matter. We got several calls backed up. Fazir, we're going to take these calls. Hello, welcome, Mason and Guess.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm better now. I'm hearing you.
I am not too bad.
Yes. Where are you calling from? What part of Barbados?
Christchurch.
Oh, you missed out the Republic again.
I have Neon Young, a little youngster.
Yes.
He is very talented. Why we keep pushing him about all the time and would not give him a chance?
Well, that's a good point. He certainly wouldn't make the World Cup squad, but I thought that from what we saw last year, Barbados, well, I mean, it was in the tightest of the Royals, would have played him. I just got the feeling that he played as a reaction to losing, but he's a good cricketer.
He's
a medium pacer, can bat a bit, and a good fielder. You want to invest in youth.
If we don't give these youngsters a chance,
yes.
If we don't put them how we expect them to perform, if we play them every 6 months, and then we're coming to get out quickly,
yes.
Before the size jump.
Yes.
I don't know what is wrong with Pearson Holder. Believe me, because if you can see it, when you lose your first bat, and you can say, oh, that is nothing, we lose the first bat, give me a break.
Sure.
If you lose two first bats, and you say that is nothing, that should motivate you if you win, not
yes.
If you lose. He's like, he's motivated. But I do not understand what is going on when we got these youngsters. Give them a chance.
Give them a chance. Yes,
give
I agree with you.
Because if he, the more you clear him, the more better he will get.
Yes.
He will make mistakes. He will learn from them, but
yes.
He will high end
them.
If you keep pushing him in a corner and then, you know, you just say, but I can give him a break. Did you see how Bradmore responded to him?
Yes, yes, yes.
Bradmore, I would bet you anything that if Bradmore could have picked him, he would tear him.
Kick him on his wings, yeah. I'm told by Fazir Muhammad that Bravo thinks he's a player for the future. Fazir told me that this evening, that Bravo likes him, and he thinks
exactly.
That young.
What about him that you would not like? He goes in there
wonderful.
And he do his best.
Yes.
He might hit a ball, get on ready, get out in it, but he goes in there, he back up.
Lots of ability.
He gets him. He is a promised and batsman. Give the guy a chance.
I agree with you.
I don't know what's wrong with Jason.
Oh, dear. He's a good man. He's very popular in Barbados. If he runs in the next election, I'm sure he'll win.
Oh,
one of us probably to run for.
He's got to go better than that. He's got to start picking who he likes.
Yes.
And who is going to play.
Yes.
But that's what he's doing.
Right. Okay.
Picking who he likes and not
right.
Is playing.
All right. Well, thanks for your contribution. Time is tight. Fazir's decided he's not going to pray this season. He's going to stay with us until 8 o'clock. Let's take another call. Hello, welcome, Mason and Guest.
Good night, sir.
Good night to you. How are you? I'm having fun on the show.
Yes, I am having fun.
Yes.
I just have one thing. I'm not a West Indian hero.
Really?
But I continue to hear people saying that Gale ain't doing nothing.
Mm.
Nobody in the wrestling team ain't doing nothing.
Ooh, okay.
The trainees praise Pollard. What have Pollard done for the wrestling league? I continue to ask that question.
Okay.
Mm. What have Pollard done for the wrestling league?
Mm. I see. Do you have a 15-man squad?
Thinking about it, I have a 15-man squad.
Okay. Do you have it written?
Pollard, obviously, if I care, but if I'm only really won't go.
Oh, my God, you're harsh. You're very harsh, Barbadian.
Linda Simmons, Jamar Hepmer, Nicholas Buran, Ross Pinchas, Baby Allen, Sheldon Cottrell, Dwayne Bravo, Odin Smith.
Mm. That's my horse.
Ian Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Mario Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Frank Redford.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting selection. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you. Can we take another call before we go back to the panel? Yes, we can. Hello, welcome, Mason and Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes, how are you?
I want to know what Chris Gale got for you and Tony Gray.
In that order? Because it could be Gray and Mason too, you know?
Maybe it's everywhere.
Okay.
What Chris Gale got for $42? That's all I
Well, it seems as if he's, well, I mean, it's not about potential anymore. You know, we used to say that Hope had more potential than runs.
Let me tell you this, right?
Yes, talk to me.
Bob Holland was introduced into international cricket at 39.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
And Richard Hadlee bowled for New Zealand when he was 40-something. You remember that?
40-something?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, but he played for Clive Lloyd, played for a long time too, and made a lot of runs when he was as an
Clive Lloyd played to 40?
Yes.
Clive Lloyd played to 40?
Yes. I think he would have finished just around then.
Well, I want to tell you
that
Richard, I want to repeat for you that Richard Hadlee played to his 40s, in his 40s.
Do you have Gale in your side?
Of course he got him in my side.
And you got him in your side because he's what, 40?
No, because he if you look at all of them, there's a few of them that can say, my name got to be there.
Yes.
Otherwise, all of them is guessing and guessing and all kind of things.
You know what, Mr. Sandra? I think the selectors will pick Gale, right?
We have to get
him. I think they will pick him. I don't have him in my side. Because I think he's well past his best. And I also believe that when he comes to bat, if he goes to the World Cup, immediately teams of fast bowlers will come on and bowl aggressively at him. I think that's going to be the strategy.
Let me say this to you, Ray Andrew.
Yes.
The great players of the West Indies.
Yes.
Should be allowed to bowl the cricket gracefully.
Okay.
Or the West Indies management. Let them go out gracefully.
Okay.
The last boy that they did it, that they put out of cricket, said unceremoniously.
Is who?
We'll start the ball.
Oh.
Can't do that again now, too.
Okay. So you think we should give him an opportunity to go to the World Cup and then say thank you to him? Is that what you're proposing?
Exactly.
Right. Fair enough.
Because a lot of the fellas that play cricket now,
right,
in the Caribbean, they're playing off of fumes.
Fumes. That's an interesting one.
The plan of a film.
Right.
And I would take it to the World Cup because I think that he's going to surprise people like you and Tony Greer.
I'd love him to surprise me. I'd love him to go to the World Cup and win the World Cup for the West Indies.
Listen,
that's the trouble of a commentator. You know, you make a call, if you get it right, you get it wrong.
Yeah, but listen to me now.
Yes. I'm always listening to you, even when you're on another show. I always listen to you even when you are on another show.
Match, I can criticize anybody once. I'm not slanderous.
Oh, really? Be careful with that.
I can criticize anybody.
Be careful with that, sir.
Huh?
Be careful with that.
Once I'm not slanderous or libelous or anything, any illegal thing, I can criticize.
All right.
I am a supporter of the Barbados Party. When I read this, I just criticized me remotely. And that's my prime minister.
Well, okay, sorry. But I didn't know you were a supporter because the last time I knew you were a DLP man.
No, you got this thing wrong. You got it wrong, buddy. I am an official member
of the Barbados Party.
Ask
So you're like, Philo, what is saying? Because I understand Philo is more. Yeah, Philo is a big D2. You can't afford.
Let me make my last comment and then it goes on.
Yes.
If there's ever any insularity in the comments coming from the commentary box,
yeah,
it is an unfortunate that they got their commentary for the CPL. Especially Tony Greer, he tried to pick the team by making comments in the commentary box. It all worked out.
Oh, I see. All right. Thanks for your contribution, Mr. St. Andrew. We're going to pause our business calls when we come back. The Trinidadians are in trouble for their moment. They've got to respond to that. And, of course, we're going to be talking, of course, to our good friend with a smile as
Hello.
Of course, we're talking to Phil Wallace. Nathan, the guest, brought to an association with a very good friend.
Yes. Listen to the cricket show.
We invite you to the best. On Sunday,
But I think when you're getting back to that T20 squad,
I think everyone can have a legitimate argument about everyone they select for many different reasons. And that to me is the essence of the amount of talent that we have. Well, and again, it's not an easy job to be a selector because selectors get cuts all the time. I mean, the fact that I picked a squad that doesn't include Fabian Allen means I should have counted already as anyone else. But that doesn't matter because I'm not the one making the ultimate decision.
It's
of course the selectors themselves. And they will be the ones, maybe they've decided on that squad already. They'll be the ones to make that call. And I think they're going to find the right balance. The question of Gail, whether he'll go as just a passenger or some fit. And I said again, I don't think playing for the West Indies should be a gift. It should be earned on the basis of performance. But as I said, there's a lot of talent. And I really can't argue vehemently or vociferously against too many people that have been called in the squad so far.
You've got another 1 minute left in the show, fans. It's 7:28. You leave at 7:29. Do you think the West Indies can win the World Cup? Is that a fair question?
I think it is a fair question.
Okay.
When you look at the way the West Indies play T20 cricket, they have every chance of winning. But by the same token, it doesn't take much for the West Indies to lose or get knocked out. Let's remember, it won in 2012. They went to a super over against New Zealand in the early stages. They lost to Sri Lanka in the early stages. And of course, we had that famous 4 sixes like Bradford with 19 runs needed of the final over in 2016. So again, it doesn't take much for you to either have all the glory or end up in defeat. I think the West Indies have the tools to win the World T20. That doesn't mean automatically that they'll go there and win. It's about playing to their best, and indeed the opposition will be very, very formidable.
In 30 seconds, Fizzit, do you think they have unfaired Carlos Bathurst?
No, I don't think they've treated him unfairly because I don't know all of the issues and the details as to ability, because he would have been playing in England when action in the Caribbean. What is the reason for that? And again, very, very quickly, I'll say that one of the issues that I have with Cricket West Indies is that there's too much secrecy. During the course of the tournament against Australia, the T20, Obed McCoy wasn't playing, when Fabian Allen wasn't playing, and somebody else wasn't playing whose name slips me right now. We only learned about 3 or 4 matches in that they were injured. What is the big secret? What other countries are mature enough to let you know XYZ has a torn ACL or this or that or the other. But when it comes to West Indies cricketers, it is apparently a state secret that you're not supposed to know.
And the biggest example is Dowridge.
Precisely. What is the story with Shane Dowridge that basically means that now it's almost as if he's disappeared from the game? Is it novel to ask a question? Something fundamentally wrong to inquire about the status of XYZ cricketer because cricket is a Caribbean thing. And therefore, it's not a Ricky Skerritt thing. It's not a Johnny Griffith thing. It doesn't belong to Phil Simmons. It doesn't belong to Craig Bradwick. It belongs to the people of the Caribbean, and it's done so for over 100 years. And I think the cricket West Indies needs to grow up and forget about this foolishness about best versus best and rising stars. Best versus best is Keno versus Carlisle. That was a 4-day warm-up match, that whatever you want to call it. The rising stars are the West Indies and the 19. Branding doesn't fool anybody if the quality is not there.
It's
like putting old wine in new bottles.
That
we need to step up our game. Step up in many ways, and that stands with openness, honesty, acknowledging where we've been. Gentlemen, have a good night.
Yes, thank you very much indeed, Fazir. Always a good contribution. We're going to take a call, then we're going to go to Philo. And, of course, I see Dr. Andrew Ford nodding his head in approval as something Fazir said. Hello, welcome. It's 7:31 in the country, listen and guest.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. How do you do?
I'm pretty good.
You see
what Brent said just now? I agree with Brent's 150%.
What is that?
I try to listen to the commentary. I'm Colin Murray. And those guys, so I just turn you off, man. They have so much business and insularity, man. Even if you're the person who wants to like cricket, if you have them talk, man, they just turn you off, man.
Yeah.
That brings 100%.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's focus on something else now. The line's open, 44-1790. Do you have a World Cup squad? He's gone. Oh, my God, he left us.
I want to like cricket. Mm. You know how that thought, man? It's just going off, man.
Yes. Hello, welcome, Mason and Guest. Good night. Good night to you.
Yeah, I want to know, right?
Yes.
If you had ever played for cricket for you, for 9 years.
Yeah.
And you can come out and pick a team. I'll bring you that ever.
Mm.
I left photography, and every way out, it went with a photography. Mm. Everyone in there, I've seen it for 9 years.
Right.
So then when the Spain come out, and we don't play Pakistan, and South Africa.
Right.
And all these people, and every Rafit played with it within the last 3 years.
Right.
We did work up and also licking. You could describe Rafit. I'm bringing Edward.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Edward can play.
Right.
I want to know what the problem with Rafit.
Yeah, I see. But tell me something. Did you have a World Cup squad?
No, I listened to you. I would take my squad for another time.
Okay, right. Okay, fair enough.
I want to say good night to Philo.
Yeah, Philo. This voice sounds familiar, though. You used to play for Maple?
Do you know the voice very well?
I know I'm speaking to. Yes, I haven't heard in a long time. How are you doing?
Well, I listen to the program, but sometimes I try to get through, don't get through.
Well, but all you need to you know my two cell numbers, and Dr. Fortnum only knows one. So you're a very privileged man. So call me and tell me, and I'll make Ronnie Clark call you.
My number is 849136.
Yeah, I know it already. It means though the whole world knows your number. All right. Thanks for your contribution. 441790. The calls are rolling in. 7:34 in the country. We're going to 8. Hello, welcome.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, Mr. Mason.
Good
I want to make
to you.
A contribution.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I heard you advocating for Chris Gayle to be on the West Indies side.
I'm advocating for that.
No, maybe not you, but I'm thinking of people saying that he should be. I am still wondering on what criteria will we be selecting Gayle.
Mm.
He is not performing a while. He is almost immobile.
Ooh.
He has his best.
Mm-hmm.
And we have young, agile, performing players who should be given a chance.
Right.
And it would be really remiss of the West Indies selectors, as well as really unfair of Gayle, to think that he should be selected before another player who is in form. Tell him goodbye. Give him a free trip if anything to watch it, but not as a player. Good evening, Mr. Mason.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your contribution. We're going to take another call. Hello, welcome, Mr. and Guest.
Hi, good night, Mr.
Good night to you, my friend.
First-time caller.
Oh, first-time caller. What part of Barbados are you calling from?
St. Philip, Mason.
Oh, the Republic.
Yes, that's your panel as well.
Yes.
I have my team here.
Sure.
In order.
Yes.
I'm starting with Linda Simmons, Evan Lewis, Dwayne Bravo, at number 3, Nicholas Pooran, Shafria Rutherford, Erin Pollard, Andre Russell, Vivian Allen, Odie Smith, Odie McCoy, and Sheldon Cotton. The reserves will be Andrew Fletcher, Chris Gayle, Akeem Hussein, and Shamram Meyer.
Very interesting team. Did you have difficulty in selecting that side?
It's a very difficult selection, especially with the bowling. I think I would have preferred to put another pacer in there as a reserve, but I think I can go with more of a batting order. I think the bowlers that I selected or adequate to go right through the tournament. As you realize, I haven't selected Jason because I don't think that he's in the right mind for the tournament right now.
That's very interesting. You're not picking Jason Holder. Doc, do you have Jason Holder in your team?
Yes, Andrew. Jason's in my team.
Yeah.
What was that, Doc? What you say?
Gayle has an ambassadorial reserve role.
Well, Doc, you know, before we end the show, we're going to certainly get your team. But Errol Clark has sent his team. Good night to you, Andrew. My side is Simmons, Lewis, Bravo, Pooran, Rutherford, Pollard, the captain, of course, Russell, Allen, Smith, McCoy, Cottrell, Fletcher, Gayle,
Hossein and Hetmeyer. That is his team. We go to another team. Where is that team? Yes. Elvis Howard, our good friend Elvis Howard. Pollard, captain, of course. Poran, Simmons, Lewis, Bravo, that's Dwayne Bravo. Allen, Russell Hetmeyer, Chase, Walsh, McCoy, Gail Cottrell, Rutherford, Holder. His reserve, this, of course, is the chairman of the youth selectors in Barbados, so he should know some of the selection of his side. The reserves, Fletcher, Hossein, Braffitt, Thomas, and Rampall. Very interested indeed. Paul Allen, you know him, Philo, who plays for Maple. Good old Paul Allen, left-handed batsman. Good man. Hello, Paul. Yes, you send the WhatsApp in. Andrew, do you really expect Pollard and Simmons not to pick Gale and Narine? That's how it began, even before he picked his team. But his squad is Pollard, Lewis, Simmons, Poran, Chase, Gale, Allen, McCoy, Rampall, Narine, Bravo, Holder, Walsh, Russell, and Fletcher. His reserves, of course, this is Paul Allen, a former Maple player. Hetmeyer, Shepherd, Hossein. Remember batsmanship of Samuels, who won two World Cups. I can see Chase playing a similar role. Very interesting comment. Your reaction, Phil Wallace?
Actually, all the callers are thinking a similar side.
Mm.
Paul has made the point. When you look at Gale, as I said, I don't have Gale on my side, Andrew. I don't think the selectors are brave enough to leave out Christopher Gale. He's played a lot of T20s, as I said, in the home series. Narine, I don't think that a man should just come and play a series and just come back into West Indies cricket before full commitment. There's also this dilemma with Carlos Braffitt, who was captain or side, who was released from the captaincy and seemed not to be able to find his way back in. And the questions I have to ask, you know, has director of cricket Jimmy Adams spoken to Carlos Braffitt? Has lead selector Roger Harper spoken to Carlos Braffitt on his future? He plays the hundreds here in England. He played for Warwickshire in the T20 Blast. He played a couple of 11 games. Are we really interested in having this young man in our cricket? And those questions need to be asked. And there needs to be clarification. And I'm in agreement with Fazia Mohammed. Everything in cricket West Indies is hush hush when it comes to some players. I don't think they should give us everything. But let us know what is going on with some of these players so we can sleep comfortable.
Right.
And have a better frame of mind about West Indies cricket and the players. But obviously, after the World Cup, the defending World Cup squad, they'll be centered around certain players. I know everybody has their own opinion on players. I like Odin Smith. I had a discussion today with two former greats of West Indies cricket. And Odin Smith is bowling in the high 40s, 140-plus kilometers an hour. Mm. And I think that if he gets the right coaching and mindset with his batting, he could be a formidable force in that World Cup squad. He could even fill that role that Carlos Braffitt performed some years ago. So I think that when you look at these guys, and you have to pick form players. I know head coach Simula said that you're going to do exceptionally well in this CPL to get in because they obviously have their eyes set on who they're looking at. But some of those guys that they're looking at certainly are not performing. And as I said, when you have to pick a World Cup squad, you have to pick guys who are performing on the day to take that kind of form into that competition.
So, and
if you look at our captain Pollard, the only runs he scores is against the Royals.
Yeah. Philo, at exactly a quarter to eight, I want your 15-man squad, Philo. Have you written it down, Philo?
I have it.
Okay. And you got your reserves as well, the three? Or you just got the 15-man squad?
I have a 15-man squad. The reserves, Andre could come up with the reserves.
Okay.
But I can give you my 15-man squad if you want it right now.
No. At a quarter to eight, Philo. You see, I understand this business, and you're going to have several people at a quarter to eight, but even more tuned in, because we bowl out swingers, you know, we tend not to in swing, because when you bowl an out swing, you tend to get an edge in this, the fielder's caught. If you get too straight in swing, you can clip the ball down to backward squares, you know. So yeah, we tend to bowl the out swingers.
I hope your Australia comes on your right leg.
Oh, I like that. Right leg and then. I'm sure Barry Wilkins will like that.
You'll get smoked.
All right. So on a quarter to eight, we're going to pick, we're going to get Phil Watson Scott. Let's go and take a call. Hello, welcome, Mason and Guest. Hello.
Where's that caller? He's gone. He's gone. He's gone to maybe to Trinidad and Tobago to talk to Fazir. Dr. Ford, are you ready with your 50-man squad?
Yeah, I've heard my squad somewhere during the night, so I'll say quickly, Simmons, Lewis, Hetmeyer, mm-hmm. Pollard, Grant, Holder, Russell, Hussein, Walsh, McCoy, Bravo, Allen, Cottrell, and Edwards. Fletcher as the second keeper. The reserves will be Chase, Rutherford, and Thomas.
You reserve Chase, Rutherford, and Thomas. So why didn't you put, when you look at the sheer performances of a Ruston Chase, he could not make your 50-man squad, is that what you're saying, Dr. Ford?
Well, the problem is that we already have, like, five batsmen who seem immovable, and Fletcher was the one weak link, but we needed a second keeper, and that's where Fletcher holds on to his place. We already have four all-rounders in Pollard, Holder, Russell, and Allen, so it becomes difficult for Chase, with Allen being the kind of a spinning all-rounder, and, you know, you got Holder, Russell, and Pollard, the faster bowling all-rounders, it became difficult to fit.
You have Hossein on your side?
Yes, Hossein is in.
But that's Chase's player, Dr. Ford?
Yeah, Hossein has proven to be quite good as a left arm.
So has Chase?
He's had an impact at international games that we played this summer. So I don't really, I seriously think he's the guy that will miss out. And Chase can, in spite of how well Chase has played, I think he'll make the trip. And who knows, if someone is unable to fulfill their requirements, then Chase can always slip.
All right. Well, I'm sure Philo's going to respond, but let's be quick. I'll try and take as many calls as possible. Hello. Welcome, Mason and Guest.
Hey, good night, Andrew.
Good night to you.
Right. Want to give you my 15?
Sure. Yeah.
Hello? Foran, Hetmeyer, Lewis, Simmons, Allen,
yes,
Cottrell,
O'Shea and Thomas, interesting,
Obed McCoy, Peter Walsh, how many is that?
You're down to 14. You've got to give me one more.
And Fletcher.
Interesting. Yes. Interesting combination there.
My reserves would be Narain.
Rutherford.
And the guy from... the spinner from...
From where?
All right, this is not coming back to me now.
Okay, that's fine. We got your 14-man squad, so
yes.
We're quite happy with that. All right, thanks for your contribution. The time in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean, in fact, I remember that when it used to be 10 to 7, when they first used to do the show, when it got to 10 to 7, I used to say the time in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean is 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. Time for the OCM News. I remember that very well. Now it is coming up to 7:45 in the country. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to sit, relax, and get the 50-man squad for Philo Alfonso Wallace. Philo, the floor is yours. I've got my pen. I've got my paper.
Hi, Andrew. This is my 15-man squad. Pollard. Nicholas Buran, Vice Captain Evan Lewis, Linda Simmons, Shimron Hetmeyer, Fabian Allen, Andrew Russell, Obi McCoy, Tim Bravo, Jason Holder, Andrew Fletcher, Ada Waltz Jr., Akil Hussein, Odin Smith, and Roston Chase.
Roland Butcher, interesting side, says, Andrew O'Shea Thomas has been one of the most impressive fast bowlers in the CPL. He has been consistent, and with no Edwards, he's the fastest bowler available. That's not quite true, Roland, because I think Odin Smith is, in fact, the fastest bowler in the side. And I
reserves, Andrew?
Yes, the reserves?
my reserves, I will go with Sheffield Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you look at it as an opener, he can slot in. I would include O'Shea Thomas as a reserve. I don't know what's happened to this guy, Kevin Sinclair, but it, I don't know what's happened to him at all.
Yeah.
He was the one that we were talking about. You know, he opened the bowling in a few of the T20s in the summer in the Caribbean. And all of a sudden, he's gone off the boil. And these are things that fear me about our West Indies selectors. Why we are not really seeing this guy feature. Again, you know, cricket, he came out as a very hot potato.
Mm.
And now he's gone cold. I hope that he's not forgotten or lost in our T20 cricket.
Yeah, he's actually a fringe player in the Amazon squad as well. I don't know what's going on with him, you're right.
Very strange, you know. And it's either him or Mario Sheffield who continues to press. He looks the business at that level.
Mm.
And one would only hope that with more experience that he can really deliver the goods.
Mm.
So that is my 15, Andrew.
Yeah.
And there's no Gil, there's no Fidel Harris, because I believe that when you get to a certain vintage and you're not fit,
mm-hmm.
you have to quit.
Mm-hmm. I see.
This cricket is going to be hard. The UAE, Fidel would have been down there with Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy. You're playing against the best players in the world. New Zealand has just left Ross Taylor as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to move on. And
right.
I think the cricket West Indies, we need to move on. I know callers are saying that Sander Paul was unfair and he should have given a token there. But people need to get the true story about that whole Sander Paul thing. And I think that for Henry Gill will understand that really he's at right now in the CPL. You know, it's a bit of a struggle. With a best score of 42, a struggle for someone like Gill, knowing his reputation of what he can do. Yes, that's fine. But you want people at that age, at that vintage.
Mm.
You're striking it. Struggling.
Yes.
Because you had enough time to prepare yourself for the CPL.
Mm.
And you know the CPL is coming before the selection of the World Cup.
Mm.
If you really want to make a statement that I want to go to the World Cup, despite my age, you need to be striking the ball in square runs. There's no excuse for it.
Mm.
And I'm tired of hearing the excuses. You know, past performances don't cut it. A lot of players could have played more past performances when they got dropped.
Right.
I think that we just need to let people know
mm.
this is a position with West Indies cricket and we want to forward.
Mm.
Gill has been wonderful, done wonderfully well. I have no disrespect for Christopher Gill. I think he's done wonderfully well with West Indies cricket and for himself. But the time has come where you need to sit down or stand up in that mirror and say, can I make it? Can I get through a World Cup? That is going to be very, very, very hard. It's going to be hard, Andrew.
Yeah,
it's going to be easy down there.
I agree. Okay, we're going to try to slip some calls in. Hello, welcome, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Andrew.
Yeah, good evening. Oh, this is Michael Lashley, former MP of St. Philip North. Or shall I say the MP in waiting? Dr. Borges told me to say that. And then Phil Wallace. Are you campaigning? I understand you're going to Canada up there. Is that true? Ronnie Clark told me that. Are you running?
I do.
Yes.
We speak about that in Mason Tongue.
In Mason Tongue, of course. In Mason Tongue, yes. How are you this evening?
I'm okay, sir. Good. Okay, good night to your panel, too.
I understand this is the first time you've ever listened to Mason and Guest. Is that true?
Orvin McCoy, I think that I was looking at Fidel Errors and Ocean Thomas, but I will go with Fidel Errors because of that experience and expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Romaine Shepherd,
mm-hmm.
Andre Fletcher, Sherman Rutherford,
right.
Tunil Narang.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go with Shea Hope and Ocean Thomas, of course, they're reserved.
The reserve. So you have Thomas and Hope as your reserves. So two of the players in your reserves.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So why are you? It's interesting the selection. Cousin David, I'm sure he's upset. He believes in Christopher Gayle.
Yes.
And I'm sure he's upset. What is your thinking behind picking Gayle? Because Ronnie Clark doesn't have Gayle in his side. Philo Wallace doesn't have it in his side. Dr. Ford says he's an ambassador. And Andrew Mason says that, I'll give you my team. My team is coming at 5 minutes to 8 o'clock.
I think the Chris Gayle record speaks for itself, but you need a tournament. You need the experience. Of course, Chris Gayle can fire anything. And, of course, he's intimidating the bowlers.
Mm.
And I think the experience and helping along with the other players in the dressing room, I think, was all going out for the team.
Mm. I see.
I'll go out for the team. But I think that cannot rule out Chris Gayle.
Right.
I'm sorry that Marlon Saunders is not around. I think he's still a very good player. But
right.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm wondering though, Andrew, why Jermaine Blackwood is not playing limited overs cricket.
It's an interesting question that you asked, and I know we spoke about it because I've often wondered why is it that someone like a Blackwood doesn't play T20 or he doesn't play in the 50 over, because I think he's ideally suited. He's very quick. He's a fast scoring batsman and a decent leg spin. And it's always baffling to me that he's never really played.
Indeed.
He doesn't get a contract.
Yeah, I see. Right. And the other thing too, Michael, before you go, you must be very worried about the Royals. Maybe you should go back to the Tridents.
I believe so. But I think that they have to make a few changes. I would like to see. I wanted Graves to spend the night. I think he's a very good player.
Yes.
I think he's someone for the future.
Right.
I think we should invest in him. But I'm a little worried too about, I'm looking at fast bowlers who can reach 90, you know, and be up in there and like the guy you called earlier.
Smith.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, he's been the quickest bowler in the tournament. And I actually have him in my 15-man squad. I think he's done enough.
What did he come from, Phillips?
Yes, okay. Anderson Phillips, you know, very sharp indeed. I know that Pollard likes him. I know that the chairman of selectors, he likes him. But then, of course, Roger will respond and say, I like all the players based on the selection. Yeah, I think he's pretty sharp.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good.
Well, I want to thank you, Michael, for coming through. By the way, are you in St. Philip? Because, you know, you politicians tend to speak out to your constituencies late at night.
I'm in St. Philip. Right run out here, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, but I know you're going to have Dr. Andrew Ford be your campaign manager, and your consultant will be Philo Wallace for the next year. And that combination is an awesome combination, I can assure you. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much indeed, former MP, of course, Michael Nasty QC. We've had a wonderful show. Can we sneak another call in? Do we have any? Okay. Ronnie Clark is telling me we've got 3 minutes left. I don't know if I can ever do anything in 3 minutes, Ronnie. You know me better than that. No. My World Cup squad is Pollard, Simmons, Lewis Hetmeyer, Perrin, Russell, McCoy, Bravo, Fabian Allen, Andrew Fletcher is my second keeper, Jason Holder, Hayden Watts, although the Royals are not playing, I think he's done enough to hold on to a place. Sheldon Cottrell is experienced, I've got him in my side. Ruston Chase, and my 15th man is Odane Smith. And the reason I'm picking him, in my view, he has been the most impressive of the fast bowlers. He's bowled at 90 miles an hour. I also feel that you should play cricketers in T20, not only to defend, but to get wickets. Because when you get wickets, you can put a team on the back foot. He's the fastest bowler in the competition. He could also bat a little bit. I give consideration to Ocean Thomas. I remember 2 years ago I said this man should be made a special project because I'm very, very
disappointed with what I've seen from him in terms of a lack of fitness, and this is something that I think you can work on. Can you imagine a fit O'Shane Thomas running in the test match for the West Indies with that kind of pace? But things have not really gone the way I certainly would have wanted. So once again, Pollard, Simmons, Lewis, Hetmeyer, Perrin, Russell, McCoy, Bravo, Allen, Fletcher, Holder, Walsh, Cottrell, O'Dean Smith, and Ruston Chase. That is my 15-man squad. I can't see who can leave out Ruston Chase, given his performances. If there's one man that might not have been in the picture before a ball was bowled to the CPL, is Ruston Chase. But on the performances of Ruston Chase, you simply cannot leave out this man. We got another 2 minutes left on the show. I want to thank all of you for coming through and talking to us. And of course, we're going to leave the final word to my very good friend, Philo Alfonso Wallace. Philo!
Perhaps you pick a good 15. But when you look at Odin Smith, we have a guy on Barbados called Rochon Primus, who nobody seems to consider anymore as a cricketer.
Yeah.
When you see Odin Smith doing what he's doing, Rochon Primus, given the break that he's had now from our first class cricket, would have been doing the same thing. I think we also missed the boat here. But when you look at it, as whatever Roger Harper and his panel sits down and pick on Thursday, we would expect them to pick the best 15-man squad to represent West Indies, to defend that T20 World Cup championship. And the reserves will go down to UAE and do a sprout and look to return victorious and make it 3 peas in a pod rather than 2 peas in a pod and come up victorious and bring some respectability back to our cricket. And that World Cup will pack on us again sometime next year, I think, in Australia.
Right.
So we have a lot to look forward to. I just want to wish all the selectors all the very best at what they're doing. I also like to ask the women pull their socks up and think more seriously about their cricket. I know Coach Walsh is working previously to get them in a more professional mindset. And let's try to take West Indies cricket forward.
Right.
COVID is with us, but we can still live and enjoy ourselves.
Okay. Well, Philo, I want to thank you very much indeed for coming through and talking to us, coming up to just about a minute before 8 o'clock. Just before we go, Mr. Dr. Ford, can you give us a score? Are the Royals doing well?
21 for 3, 13.2. Mayor's Mace 36 and Charles 40. And right now, Phillips is not out 28. And Patel is not out 7. So we're saving the best for the later part of the tournament.
And can they still qualify? Are the odds are stacked heavily against the Barbadians? The Royals.
They can.
They've only got 2 points.
The 7th series that's being completed, so it'll take a miracle.
A miracle. Well, of course, you know, we pray for the Royals, and we hope that perhaps, maybe if they would have tried it, they might have done better. But of course, it's interesting that we change to the Royals of the One Republic. Interesting. All right, well, you like that one, Philo, don't you? Wonderful. We were the Tridents, and now we're the Royals of England Republic. Is it November 30th? I think it is. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Ford, for coming through and talking to us. Always a pleasure to have you, Philo Wallace, on the show. We heard, of course, from Bumps and Joseph, was absolutely brilliant. And, of course, we also heard from Fazir Mohammed. Reds Pereira made his contribution. We got reaction from Lance Mitica and with his team. And we also involve you in the show. As for the Royals, all I have to say for them, if they're going to do well, feed your faith and doubt the south to death. I'm Andrew Mason. Here's hoping for a better tomorrow. It's good night.
Good evening and welcome to The Cricket Show, broadcasting around the world every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show or fast bowl us an email with your questions and comments to thecricketshow@comcast.net. And now, let's talk cricket, lovely cricket. Good evening, and welcome to The Cricket Show, broadcasting around the world every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow or fast bowl us an email with your questions and comments to thecricketshow@comcast.net. And now, let's talk cricket, lovely cricket.
Well, there you have it. Another wonderful show by Mason and guests. Eagerly awaiting the selection of the West Indies squad. Word out is that the team will be announced on Thursday. If that's the case, we will let you know, and we'll probably tell you that show, that team or the squad in a special arranged show. Good night. God bless. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.